Profit Figures Services. They are not interested in patient safety, appropriate staffing levels, training time for staff, appropriate breaks, etc. Each day I am worried about making a mistake due to the enormous amount of pressure I am constantly under. Efficiency has a limit, beyond which patient safety is compromised. I am considering changing profession due to these working conditions. I would rather change profession than risk others. Boots is part of a dwindling band of high street chains that bears a family name, rather than one created in some marketing lab. The man who built the firm, Jesse Boot, grew up in the Nottingham of the 1830s, in one of the thousands of back-to-back terraces that housed the city's lace workers. He inherited a tiny shop. Between 1883 and 1920, he turned it into a chain of more than 660 shops, employing more than 14,000 people. As he got richer, he and his tough-minded wife, Florence, became more interested in the welfare of their staff and society. Jesse Boot was not content with providing workrooms, records his biographer Stanley Chapman. Instead, he commissioned industrial palaces. Welfare workers were recruited to improve the health of employees. He took staff on day trips and set up sports club after sports club, athletics, football, cricket, boxing, gymnastics. Some of these still endure, and to wander around Nottingham University today is to walk on bootland, literally. Boot donated 35 acres to the campus and built the white-stoned Trent building with its clock tower and Oxbridge-aping quads. He gave Nottingham its first women's halls of residence and fretted over what kind of waste paper basket it would have. Downhill from the campus is a bust of Jesse Boot, facing his company's sprawling beastern complex of factories and offices that lie just over University Boulevard. The inscription reads, "Before him lies a monument to his industry, behind an everlasting monument to his benevolence."